The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
It's a Watford City Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen, live and on location in Watford City. We're smack dab in the middle of downtown Watford City, and while much of North Dakota, and for some even nationally, the story of the tornado that was here earlier this week is the news. Most of Watford City's moved on, I'm here to tell you. Rolled through here yesterday afternoon, and you barely can find anybody to even mention it. And obviously, this young girl that remains in critical condition in Minot is still on everybody's mind, and thoughts and prayers with her. The good news there is she's expected to survive her injuries, and the others obviously treated and released. But much of Watford City is just, back to work. It didn't slow many folks down. You open up the Bismarck Tribune today, you're going to see a story about it with a little bit of hand-wringing. AP story in a number of newspapers around the state talking about, what happens? I don't know about you, but I think most people know what happens when a tornado hits, or know that when the skies get dark, there's ways to find out what's going on. And obviously, if you live in temporary housing, you live in an RV park, you need to be especially concerned about it. But I'm quite honestly a little bit amazed at the amount of hand-wringing going on about, okay, what now? What do we need? What now? And obviously, when something like this happens, which quite honestly could have been much worse. I mean, that was what. 15 trailers, I think, in that particular RV park, or different RVs that were there. Had the tornado touched down in a more populated area, or a larger man camp, there could have been issues. And anytime something like this happens, I think it's a good idea to say, okay, if that had been where I live, what would I have done? That's great. But I think the idea that somehow we need to have sweeping changes or more notification or anything else is, in my mind, a little bit of an overreaction, especially when we just look at what the folks from the National Weather Service told us when they joined us last week. Since 1950, let's just take McKenzie County, 14 tornadoes since 1950 with no fatalities. So these things are rare. They don't happen a lot. And, I don't know that you need to, go through any kind of massive changes or anything as a result of one particular tornado. I just think it's smart. Doesn't common sense tell us all just be a little more, aware? And certainly if you live in a RV park, you're going to want to be super aware. I would, if I lived in a temporary housing situation of any kind, I would I'd take some extra precautions. And maybe, for instance, if there is a thunderstorm warning, say, let's go into town. Let's be near where there's shelter. Let's be prey to what might happen here and let this storm pass. But I think that's common sense. I don't know. You tell me. Anyway, telephone numbers on the program, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Couple of guests that will join us today on What's On Your Mind. We're going to talk with Jesse Veeder a little later on this hour. Jesse is a rancher. She's a musician. She's a columnist. And she also is an active community member that is talking about an important vote coming up on June the 10th regarding a local sales tax that has been in place and done a lot of good in Watford City. They're looking to renew that sales tax and also increase it a bit to take on some important projects related to an event center and also some expansions of the health offerings here and what's available at the health center, senior housing, and the airport, so we'll talk with her about that. We're going to talk to Steve Stengem, who is the president and chairman of First International Bank and Trust in Watford City. Rich family history for Steve's family here in Watford City, and the bank has played an interesting and really exciting role in guiding this boom as well and what's happening in oil and gas development, and been part of that, so look forward to chatting with Steve as well, bottom of the hour. And David Drubdahl is a representative from Arnagard, not far from here, McKenzie County. Also, Speaker of the House of the state legislature. Been there better than 20 years. So we'll get the perspective of a local legislator as well on what's happening. And throughout the program, your calls, your questions, and your comments, welcome as well. 800-228-0550. Correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Mitchell.
But there seems to be a lot I'll use the word navel-gazing, what now in the aftermath of the tornado around the state. I see the Bismarck Tribune today. You and I were chatting about that article earlier. It's an AP article, so it's in a number of newspapers around the state, around the country, really. But do you think the average Joe out here is doing the what now? I think this is sort of a media thing where a tornado happens, so now we have to talk about what happens when tornadoes happen. But I bet our audience is pretty well versed on how to handle tornadoes. Do you think we need to?
I think in most of our audience is, but you know what? Maybe if you're working in a man camp, it's just one of those things you haven't really thought about. Oh, yeah, what do I do here when that happens? Not a bad idea to get a little refresher going for everybody, I guess.
What do you do when a tornado hits? Take cover, right? I mean,
I'm in KFYR making sure everybody's informed. That's what I do.
Yeah, you go to work. Us media folks, I was directing that question to our audience because as radio people, we have a knee-jerk reaction. We get behind a microphone. We let people know what's happening. We through all the
one of our guys, notifications. Storm chases, ends up in a ditch and then wrecks the vehicle, but that's a whole different story. But yeah, you're right. Maybe it is one of those things that we can self-examine and just make sure, hey, do we have a plan, not only for tornadoes, but in case of fire or anything else, go through the plan. And it's not a bad idea to redo that every now and then. But we think it's second nature, maybe it's not.
Exactly, and maybe I'm being a little insensitive to it. You tell me. But what I'm asking the audience now, not Todd, because I know what Todd does the same thing I do. Just get to a microphone quick and make sure that folks are informed about what's happening. And, it's in the emergency alert system now, the EAS system. I mean, if there is a thunderstorm warning, if there's a tornado watch, if there's a tornado warning, it takes over our air to tell you. So if you're listening, if you're watching cable, you get that. I mean, smartphones, really. And I think the age-old time-tested way to do it is to look to the sky, right? I mean, if you're in temporary housing, obviously you're going to need to take some precautions there. Anyway, what do you do, and do you think extra precautions need to be taken in light of what happened this week in Watford City? You tell me at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We'll spend a little time on that today in the What's on Your Mind segment. Hello, John in Minot. What's on your mind?
The other day on the news, I heard something about somebody is going to destroy over $1 billion worth of arms and or ammunition that was in good shape. I was wondering what that was all about, if anybody had heard anything about that.
Where was this happening, John?
I don't know. I didn't I didn't catch it all. So I was kind of wondering if any of you people have heard anything about that. I kind of thought it was our government that was going to destroy all this stuff, but I wasn't sure.
And did you hear this on the radio? Did you read
it
in a newspaper story?
I heard it on the radio.
You did? Okay. And I'm just trying to track down maybe where I could find out a little bit about that. There is, let me just...
I believe it was Monday I heard it on the news, but I wouldn't swear to that either.
Well, here's a USA Today story talking about the Pentagon's plans to destroy more than $1 billion. A $1 billion worth of ammunition, although some of those bullets and missiles could still be used by troops. The story says it's impossible to know what portion of the arsenal slated for destruction, valued at $1.2 billion by the Pentagon, remains viable. Because the Defense Department's inventory systems can't share data effectively. Isn't that beautiful?
Why don't sell that as government surplus or give it to one of our allies or something rather than destroy it?
Good question. The Army and Pentagon in a statement acknowledged the need to automate the process and will make a priority in future budgets. Pentagon manages a stockpile of conventional ammunition worth $70 billion. $70 billion. But they are acknowledging they don't know how much of this would be still usable and viable. And so my answer would be, let's see what yours is, John. Okay, don't destroy it then until we know.
Right. And then
what do you think of that idea?
Sell it if we can or give it to an ally. Don't destroy it.
Yeah. I hear you. The reason we know about this is because of this Government Accountability Office report showing that the military's antiquated systems leads to millions of dollars in wasteful ammunition purchases. Because that would be my view. I mean, if we're going to destroy $1.2 billion worth of ammo, and we know some of it's effective, well, figure out what's still viable and then don't buy any more.
Right.
Seems a way
right.
to save money.
And as far as deep in the hole as we are, if they can't use it for some reason or another, outdated or something, why try and sell it, get some money. You know, why just destroy it if it's still in good shape?
A good catch on your part, John. Thank you for the call today. Appreciate that very much. Always love those catches from our audience. We'll see what we can find out. Be a good one for Congressman Kevin Cramer as well to track down an answer for us on our talk radio town hall, which, by the way, will not happen today and next Wednesday. Two-week hiatus on the talk radio town hall just because of scheduling conflicts with Congressman Cramer's schedule. So I wanted to let you know that as well. More coming up from Watford City after this.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The long-awaited NDSU pest management app for smartphones and tablets is now available from the Apple and Google Play stores. Simply type NDSU pest management in the search bar and click enter. The NDSU pest management app will appear and can be downloaded. The app is searchable within each category, giving users a quick way to find a pest or management aid quickly and efficiently. There are also special tools designed for the weed section of the app to provide herbicide efficacy ratings about specific weeds and crop rotation restrictions for herbicides with residual properties. As a sponsor of this project, the North Dakota Soybean Council encourages you to download the app today and explore how it can bring value to you during this year's planting and harvest season.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Chat.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Brand new hours at the North Dakota Truck Wash. They're now open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now that you're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, does that mean less wait times at certain times of the day, Megan?
Yes, absolutely. Basically, any time after dark, we can guarantee a shorter wait time. We'll still have a full staff running at all hours of the day and night. So come on in and check out our evening hours.
Two heated bays. Call them at 701-628-1550 for wait times. North Dakota Truck Wash. Truck bypass south of the Senex Pinnacle in Stanley.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
City. We're going to call this Watford City Wednesday today on the program since we're live and on location today, and we're going to chat about some things happening here locally as well as taking your calls throughout the program. And we're pleased to be joined by Jesse Veeder. Jesse is a columnist And I read her stuff regularly and absolutely love it. But she's also a rancher and a musician and a busy lady. How are you, Jesse?
I'm great this morning. How are you?
Nice to see you.
Thanks for having me.
You know, I'm sort of struck by this, idea that the after action, I'll call it, on the tornado is consuming the rest of the state. But Watford City seems to have kind of gone back to business here a little bit. you're not really paralyzed about what to do next here in Watford City, are you?
I think we just have to move on and keep working here. I mean, things are moving so fast, and people need to get back to work. And, of course, we want to focus on helping those rebuild and get back in business in terms of their houses and things. But we're so thankful that no one was there's a serious injury, but everyone survived that. It was very scary.
Yeah, and I mentioned the top. The good news there is the young girl who was evidently visiting an aunt and uncle, 15 years old, remains in critical condition and getting ICU care in Minot, but expected to survive. So
yeah, that's great.
And everybody else treated and released. And you mentioned a real rallying effort for the mm-hmm. folks that have been displaced and giving them temporary shelter and getting them back up.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what this community is all about. And there's a lot of course, social media buzz, and with the women, especially in this community, making sure that everyone has clothes and dishes and a place to stay. So that's a really positive thing.
So let's talk a little bit about what the citizens of Watford City will be voting on. We were here prior to the vote on the school. That was approved mm-hmm. overwhelmingly. And now there's an effort to renew and increase the sales tax coming up. And first of all, what has the sales tax done for community projects already, and what will the new sales tax do?
Okay. Well, currently we have a 1% city sales tax, and that will expire and sunset in September. So we're looking to renew and extend it to 1.5% because we have a bigger community, more needs, more growth. But what it's done for us since its inception 15 years ago is raise over $7 million now for the city of Watford City, which goes into a Rough Rider fund, which is then managed by a committee that goes and then, of course, ask the city for permission and to move forward. So a lot of projects and clubs and organizations, kind of grassroots organizations, can come to the Rough Rider Fund and ask for funding for specific projects. And those specific projects have been anything from Main Street improvements to our Wild West Water Park, our golf course renovations. Our two biggest top pieces of the pie recently have been housing and healthcare, but anything along the spectrum of singlets for wrestling programs for Pee Wee Wrestling, all the way up to to the children's play park or healthcare. So this fund is just so important to this community to get these quality of life initiatives keeping on rolling and keeping on, making this a great place to live and work in Watford City.
One of the reasons we're here is I think a lot of folks, hear news accounts, read news accounts about impacts from the oil and gas boom. And there's certainly challenges. Mm-hmm. But I'm amazed of the sense of community here mm-hmm. in Watford City, and also the amenities all around the region. You know, I mean, you could be sitting in Fargo or Bismarck or Minot, open up a newspaper and say, oh, I don't want to go to Watford City based on the news reports. But you actually get here. It's a great place to visit. There's a lot to do, and there is a real sense of community. And I would imagine that that's why this vote is so important.
Well, that's part of this big push, this big initiative, is to make sure that we provide the new citizens and the people that have been here for long term a great community to live and work in. And some of those things that we need to make sure we're providing for our citizens once they're here is, the quality of life. We need the health care, quality health care here, and we need an indoor recreation facility for people to get through these long winters. I've been involved in a lot of strategic planning within the community, and that's one thing that people have asked for. We need a place for our kids to go. Our hockey programs are practicing until midnight because our kids, we have over 120 kindergartners here now. So we're outgrowing in young families are coming here, and we need to make sure that we're providing these amenities and things for them. But when I talk to people, new people that come into the community through my writing and interviewing, they always say they love the small town atmosphere of Watford City, and that they can go into the pharmacy and they know their names. We think that Watford City is growing so much, but really we still have that small town feel, and I think that's something we're very proud of.
The event center is part of the sales tax vote, and that would be adjacent to the school that was recently approved. Talk a little bit about what would be in the event center.
Well, you know, this is contingent upon the city sales tax going through. So the event center has a committee, and they're working on gathering, and they're really in the initial phases of it, and they still need to go to the Rough Rider Fund to ask for funding for that. But if this city sales tax doesn't pass, that is off the table. So there's a lot of ideas out there, but what some of the main features that are really exciting would be an indoor swimming pool and kind of a pool for young families and kids, and then some big basketball courts, hockey courts, gymnastic space, places to host events and activities. But really, it's in the initial phases, so there's a lot going on.
And what it's providing is things that just don't now exist. You know, number one, it's facilities that are not here.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, as you said earlier, what do kids have to do, right?
Yeah,
what?
We need a safe place for them to go. It will be managed by Parks and Rec, and so they'll be, kind of managing the programs and also a place for adults to participate in volleyball or intramural sports during the winter as well. We have some of these, like the hockey facility and the gymnastics facility, but we're growing out of those things, and we need a place, to get those all together, and the high school will be able to work with Parks and Rec to use that as well, so we think it's a great thing.
There's other projects that are a part of that. You
mm-hmm.
mentioned healthcare.
The hospital new healthcare facility is a huge one for us. This is something that we really need to, we need this sales tax to go through so we can build us a new hospital. And that is, they're already in the works of planning that, and we need it. We need it. So that's all I can say.
Senior housing is something we hear about often. So mm-hmm. That's
part of the initiative, and also airport renovation. Our airport's right in the middle of town right now, and we have a lot of big traffic coming through, and so we need to deal with that and think about how we can expand and improve our airport. Senior housing and affordable housing is a big issue in Watford City. So,
as you talk with people about life in the community and in the region, are they fired up about this? Are they excited about it?
They are. We're getting a lot of positive feedback. We have a website called WatfordCityPennies.com, and we're also on Facebook. WC Pennies Add Up is the /. They're excited about what it can do for Watford City. All of the questions that anyone might have are on our frequently asked questions page on the website. I think once I get in and able to talk to people in their clubs and organizations or in a forum, they say, why wouldn't we do this? This is everyone pays, everyone helps tax. It's not property tax. Anyone that comes through Watford City helps pay it. And the type of revenue that will generate will be able to get all of these projects and initiatives done and then some. So it's really, to me, it's a no-brainer, but we need to make sure everyone knows what it involves. So
June 10th, right?
June 10th, and only Watford City residents can vote. It will probably, at a 1% city sales tax now, it will only up your monthly payment $2.50.
Pennies.
Pennies.
Jesse Peter, thank you very much.
Thank you.
More coming up from Watford City. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items. Burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken, chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza's fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large, order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley, or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
In Watford City, we're calling it the Watford City Wednesday. Whenever we hit the road, we're brought to you in part by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better, connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields, and encourage you to stop at a PetroServe USA location near you, Mandan, Bismarck. If I just keep going west, you find one at Valley City and Castleton and West Fargo and Fargo. They're in Moorhead, and of course, keep going east to Dilworth and Clinton as well, up in Bemidji, down in Wahpeton, and they have that 4-for-4 deal. That is a great deal. The Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, the 20-ounce drink, two cookies, four items for $4. Or if it's a morning day, way to get your day started, the breakfast piece of the coffee and two cookies for a snack as well. So check that out at PetroServe USA locations. Also brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. North Dakota Oil Can, 60,000 jobs, $30 billion in economic impact, and, of course, energy security as well. Find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. We're in Watford City today, broadcasting from First International Bank's location right downtown, and in the beautiful lobby here that connects so many things that are happening, from the movie theater to the Outlaws Bar and Grill. We talked to Aaron earlier from the Outlaws Bar and Grill. Now we get a chance to catch up with Steve Stanchion from First International Bank and Trust. Steve, nice to see you. How are you?
Good. It's nice to have you in Watford City today.
Glad to be here. You know, Steve handed me a copy of the Fargo Forum, which has a top-of-the-fold photo of the site where the RV park was impacted by the tornado south of Watford City on Monday evening. And a couple of stories about it. I read earlier from the Bismarck Tribune story about it, and a lot of coverage days later, obviously, about the tornado. But what I'm struck by here, quite honestly, is that's almost like a postage stamp in the way of impacts. It obviously has disrupted some folks down there, and there's a lot of efforts to get those folks back up and running, and concern over the 15-year-old young girl who remains in critical condition in Minot. But much of Watford City is just back to work. I guess that sort of personifies the kind of work ethic here that... It was an impact. We'll deal with it, and on we go. Right, Steve?
It's a busy place. A lot of commerce going on every day, and we were very lucky in that it did just hit a small area and a small RV park. There were quite a few much larger ones that in the area that didn't get hit, and we're very lucky for that, and lucky that nobody was killed, because as you know, those campers and trailers don't hold up very good in a tornado.
Absolutely, and I saw some stats that since 1950 there's been a little better than a dozen of these tornadoes, no fatalities, so McKenzie County's been blessed in the severe weather area.
I've lived here my whole life, growing up here, and that's the first time I've ever seen a tornado. I saw it from my deck on Monday evening, and it was quite a sight to see, and like I said, I hope I don't have to see one again.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, speaking of growing up in Watford City, what a sweep it is, and of course, the Stengem family, some great history. Bring me back to where this all started for the Stengem families in McKenzie County.
It's quite a unique story. As my grandfather's family was in Spring Grove, Minnesota. And as each child graduated from high school, they came out to western North Dakota and homesteaded because there was free land here. All the land in that area in Minnesota was, gone already. People had it. And so 9 brothers and 2 sisters eventually all came out here and homesteaded around the community of Arnigard, North Dakota. And in that time period, their father died, and so the mother came out too. So there was 9 brothers, 2 sisters, and their mother all came out and homesteaded. And I have a picture in my office that has the whole family in 1917. But they started coming out here in like the 1905, 1906 era. And our bank was founded in 1910 by 2 of the brothers and 1 of their cousins that thought the small town of Arnigard needed a bank. And so we've been here ever since. So 104 years we've been in existence in McKenzie County.
And now your sons are involved?
I have 2 sons, and now my daughter just graduated from the University of North Dakota, and her first day at work is today. She's worked here on and off over her college career, but she's going full-time starting today.
So that has to warm your heart?
It is. It's very nice. They're the 4th generation to be involved in our bank, and it's fun for me to get to work with them every day.
So talk about, in that sweep of history, the amount of changes. And I imagine the pace has quickened to lightning-like speed here of late, huh?
We've gone through several oil booms in western North Dakota, first in the 50s when they found oil in North Dakota and in McKenzie County. And then in the late 70s, early 80s, we had that boom. And now we have the industry here, which looks like it's going to be much longer lasting and, of course, much larger than any of the other ones in the past. And it's transformed not only our small town but our whole state with opportunities. And it's fun to see our state helping out our whole country to become energy independent.
You know, I talk a lot about the fact that, you really need to be here. You need to be in Watford City. You need to be in McKenzie County to understand how this boom is managed well. And you maintain your sense of community. Today's a good example. I mean, if I'm reading the Fargo Forum, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, there's a debris field in Watford City, right? But literally, I think of it as a postage stamp of everything else that's going on. And that happens day in and day out, where there is a lot of reporting in the media about impacts from the boom, which are real. Mm-hmm. The challenges are real. But there is a real sort of just roll up the sleeves, get it done, and maintain the sense of the community that goes on right alongside with that you don't get in that day-to-day reporting.
Yeah, it's, we look at it as 90% good, the oil stuff. It creates opportunity for people. Kids are able to come back and go to work and have jobs better than their parents ever had. Can make more money, and just the opportunity to have these young people find jobs in North Dakota and good jobs. It's very heartening for our people here, and to see real estate selling well and homes selling for much more than we ever expected to get for them. It's really fun to see. We were for 25 years we had a recession in western North Dakota, and to see, homes sell for more than people paid for them a number of years ago, it's very heartening to see. And like I said, 90% of the things that are going on are very good. There's certainly some challenges with infrastructure needs and that sort of thing, but the industry is creating a lot of good jobs too.
I get a sense that, everybody's getting, of the 10% of the challenges that really perplex everybody that are real. And again, I'm not trying to minimize any of that, but I think you put it in pretty good perspective. 90% of this is good, 10% is not good, and let's deal with it. It seems like the snapshot we're at today is starting to get a handle on that, starting to have the room to breathe and really understand this is going to last. The investment is here for a long haul, and let's figure this out. Am I right that you really seem to be, making some real progress on the challenges on the 10%?
I think we are making progress. It's I think it's taken a while for people to come to understand this, that it is an industry and it's not a boom, and that we know where the oil is now and we know how to get it out, and it's just going to take us some time to get it, to get access to it all. And they're going to drill a lot more wells, and it's going to create a lot more jobs. And as this industry matures, it's the production jobs are going to replace the drilling jobs. And so, there's going to be good job growth, and it's going to remain steady for, well into the future. And I think that's starting to give people some confidence that they can invest the money to build the housing that we need and all that sort of thing. If we can just get a little more help from the legislature in making sure we return some of our oil tax dollars to the local government so that they can build the sewer, water, roads, all that sort of thing that we need to service all these people that are coming and that are already here. That's one of the challenges that our legislature will face this coming year, and we're optimistic that they'll see their way clear to send some more money so that we can take care of the people that we've got here.
We're chatting with Steve Stengem, who is the president and chairman of First International Bank and Trust in Watford City, talking about the family history here in the region and also the bank's role in being part of this industry. If you have any questions or comments, should have thrown out the number earlier. Just to remind you, you're certainly welcome to ask Steve a question here at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or your email questions are welcome to studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You refer to it as an industry rather than a boom. Is that hard for having, you lived through it, folks in this part of the world that are residents, that are longtime, locals here, community members, saw the 50s, saw the 80s, and it really requires a mind shift, a change of thinking in, hey, this is a boom-bust cycle versus an industry that's here long-term. What's the difference between the two, and is it difficult getting people to grasp that?
It's taken us a few years to get to that point. Where people are starting to understand it is an industry, not a boom. We locals have had to, grasp that as well. Now we're starting to understand it. And it's making it a little easier to commit to building the things that we need to build, whether it's a new hospital or a new school, a new sewage treatment plant, new water towers. Those kinds of things, I think our community's understanding that, hey, we need those things because we're going to be a much larger town than we were in the past.
What's the difference between the two? I mean, when you say it's the industry and the industry's here, how is the industry treating what's happening here now different than they did in past
booms? I think we're seeing them commit a lot of money. They're having drilling programs where they're, publishing it in their annual reports. We're going to have 8 rigs committed to Western North Dakota, the Bakken region, and we're planning on spending $750 million in 2014 for the drilling in that region. And, if you read the annual reports for these various companies, you see that in there. And, they're making the commitment. One Oak is building the gas plants, and you see all the pipeline companies committing to build pipelines and that sort of thing. And so I think when you see those companies committing to their industry, it makes everybody else feel a little better about committing to whatever we need, whether it's new motels or new restaurants. As a banker, when you see those commitments by others, it makes it easier for you to commit for lending to people that want to support the industry.
First International has a footprint that extends beyond, obviously, the oil patch and that rich history that started here in McKenzie County. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about you know, how things differ. We hear from folks a lot of, who talk about the cost of building something here versus the cost of something there, and obviously lending's different, so I want to ask you a little bit about that. And then also just, again, remind folks that really to see Watford City and see McKenzie County is really something you ought to put on your bucket list sometime soon, because it is very different than the picture that is painted sometimes in the media. More with Steve Stenzel after this short timeout. We're live in Watford City today. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Look, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, you know, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks, and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Watford City today on what we're calling Watford City Wednesday. And I'm Scott Hennon. Calls, questions, comments, welcome. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, and studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We're chatting with Steve Stengem, who's the president, chairman of First International Bank. Here's an issue I hear a lot, and I mentioned earlier that obviously First International started here, the rich history here, but now is in locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota and Arizona, too,
yep.
Right? Yeah. And a question I hear a lot about is obviously, you know, a critical part of community is getting people in homes, right? You want them in a home, ultimately a townhome, you know, an apartment rather than a temporary housing. And with the industry here now, that's more and more possible all the time to get them to do that. But, of course, the affordability of housing becomes the big issue. And one of the issues I've heard about from developers is that if I build a 150-unit apartment complex in Watford City, I have to finance that at a shorter time frame than I do in Fargo, for instance. So, therefore, I've got to charge more. And then you have sort of this, you know, we're chasing our tail a little bit. Why has that happened?
I think that, you know, it's all about supply and demand, competition, that sort of thing. And what it's about right now is there is way more demand than there is supply. And so, as a result, when you have more demand than you have supply, prices go up, rents go up. And because of the kind of prices that these developers can get for their rents, they can pay back loans quicker. You know, so I don't think it's a factor of the banks saying that they need to back quick, so they got to charge high rents. It's a fact that the rents are high, and so why not pay back the loan faster? You know, as supply improves, rents will come down. Right now, there's I think we're estimated to build 1,000 to 2,000 new units in the next 18 months in Watford City. When we have 2,000 more units built, you know, I think the rents will be coming down. There's no question about that.
And you're saying at that point the developer is then free to say, let's put this on a longer track.
Correct.
So in other words, the rents, the high rents are not being caused by the tighter lending time frame. It's more of a case if I can pay it back because I can charge more, so I'll pay it off quicker and
right.
Reduce my risk, I guess, at
right.
That point. Right,
right, yeah. And from the bank's perspective, you know, if there's this huge cash flow, and dollars that are available, why not pay the debt down rather than, you know, just have a huge return on their equity that they invest in the project?
But as a banker, you don't view a apartment complex or a home differently in Watford than Bismarck or Fargo or Minot?
No. I mean, it's all, you know, good valued real estate, and it just happens to cost a little more to build out in Western North Dakota right now.
Now, will that change? Because that's the other thing. It costs more, and they're financing over a shorter period of time, so obviously the rents or the cost of the actual units are
I think as we get more competition out here from lumber yard suppliers, that sort of thing, you'll see building costs come down. But right now, it's just like everything else. There's a limited competition, and so the cost of supplies tend to be higher. You blame it on transportation and all that sort of thing. But, you know, there aren't a lot of big suppliers located in Western North Dakota.
What does Watford City have that that other communities do not? There just seems to be something about Watford City and McKenzie County that, you know, again, is dealing with everything Williston is, everything Tioga and Stanley are, and Newtown and other communities impacted by this that just finds a way. What's the Watford City secret?
I think Watford's had the success we've had and will have it going forward because we've always had a group of leaders in our community that care about Watford City and McKenzie County. We've had people that aren't afraid to, you know, throw their back into, you know, getting a job done. And you know, that comes for our school and our city government and our county government, you know, hospital board, all those kinds of things. We've had people that have some vision and have an idea of what they'd like to see Watford be in the future, and they've been willing to work hard to get it accomplished. And we did that through all the tough times in the 90s and the early 2000s. We had visioning. We, you know, got together and hired companies to come in and help us with planning. And, you know, we hired an architect, and he brought a bunch of kids from Fargo's architecture school to, you know, come up with ideas for what our main street could look like, what our community could look like, and, you know, we embraced all those things and worked hard to see that those were accomplished.
Well, it's fun to watch, and really we encourage folks to come see it and experience it, and, you know, don't rely on anybody else other than your two eyes to tell you what's here and see it. And obviously now with the new school recently approved, the vote next month on, you know, the event center, the hospital, the groundbreaking, there's, you know, you're going to the next level, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. We are, and, you know, the other thing Watford has going for us is that we're the largest county in the state, and we're the largest oil county in the state, and we're right in the very middle of the Bakken. And, you know, that's very helpful for us, too, because from Watford, it's a shorter distance to go for the most of the oil field, and that's a big advantage for us.
But there also is, I mean, there's Teddy Roosevelt Park, there's the beautiful Badlands. There's just a lot to love here. Steve, thanks for sharing a little bit of the story today with us. Appreciate it.
You bet. I've enjoyed it, and we look forward to seeing more of you.
Steve Stench of First International Bank and Trust. We're live today in Watford City. We'll continue with more coming up. Your phone calls, too, straight ahead. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
If you're looking for an easy, clean, and safe way to haul more loads of grain every day, the Roltec electric system from AgriCover converts manual opening hopper bottoms and side-locking tarps into electric. It makes loading and unloading hassle-free. This completely integrated system uses the same wireless remote to control both hoppers and a roll tarp, keeping your driver out of the dust, rain, and harm's way. Schedule your install today by calling a dealer near you. Find a dealer online at RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.